This is Leslie Von Holten of Chase County, Kansas, with another HPPR Radio Reader's Book Bite. In Stormy Weather by Paulette Giles, we follow the lives of the Stoddard women, Elizabeth and her daughters Mame, Janine, and Bee, as they work to hold on to their family land and make a life in the Dust Bowl of Texas. These are fearless women who stick together, betting on horses, clearing the land, roofing the house, sewing dresses, and smart-talking their whole way through. They're polite, but they're honest. The men who come around need a strong spine and some witty banter to maintain their ground. The book, however, rambles. The story is really stories, plural, and never quite catches onto a forceful narrative. Paulette Giles, who began her writing career as a poet, is so focused on the details of language that I can't help but think she rambled about like this on purpose. In a way, this is probably much like childhood during the Dust Bowl years must have felt like, when life and money and the vagaries of bad luck blowing you this way and that. In between the grinding hard dreariness of daily life, you're winning big at the horse races. But the next day you're driving a car for the first time, at 9 years old, at night, to try to get your drunk father home. Storms come, tractors break down, dances are anticipated. In other words, good comes, bad is reliable, and you're just making it up as you go along. But throughout the book, it's punctuated with radio. Serial shows of Western derring do, swing bands, news of the brewing war in Europe. These all come across the airwaves and spark dreams in the kids. Radio makes them want to see the world, to be better versions of themselves, to be heard just like the announcers on the airwaves. Paulette Giles uses these radio references in a way that pulls you away from the Stoddard women to a broader view of life in 1937 Texas. One passage stood out to me. Quote, "And in all these kitchens, the whisper of radio waves spoke in staticky tones to men pulling on heavy lace-up boots with tangled strings, and to women breaking eggs into hot frying pans. They listened to the early birds from WFAA out of Dallas, and to the songs of Carl the Cowhand. And in all the barns and pastures, animals lifted their heads to listen, their eyes turned with deep and patient interest to the lighted windows." End quote. Indeed, life is rambling and random. That's why we knit together community and connections through culture. In the 1930s, just like today, radio was that easy lifeline to grab onto and make yourself feel a little less alone. The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas. Join our community of readers by visiting hppr.org or like us on Facebook.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold.